We hear a lot about veterans from World War II and Vietnam especially. Why do you feel it's important to tell the story of the Iraq War veterans?
I almost don't quite associate myself with the other veterans. I mean,
Really, how so?
they were always kind of the guys I saw in the parades growing up and heard the stories from. And in fact, an event shortly after we had gotten home, they asked all the vets to stand up, and it took someone sitting next to me like, "You're a vet, stand up."
Is it
So
hard for you to think of yourself as a veteran?
yeah, it is. It was always someone else. You know, the guys, the kind of guy that I looked up to, and it's kind of hard to make that connection sometimes.
What is it that you hope to accomplish to the book? What do you think the reader should learn that they maybe didn't know before?
What we really wanted to do was show the types of places that the soldiers lived, how they lived, the things that they had around them, the things that they did in their off time, the things that they did when they were working. Really a specific kind of story about the soldiers themselves, not necessarily a conflict overall or about famous generals or political decisions that were made, but what are Wisconsin soldiers doing while they're deployed?
And what is it really like? What do people maybe misunderstand?
To me, like life in the camp almost seemed like a college dorm. Lots of people living close together. Very little privacy. It's very much a dorm or almost like a deer camp atmosphere. Just the guys hanging out.
Sure, but a dorm in a camp where you and your colleagues could be killed at any time.
After a while, you get pretty good at compartmentalizing.
Did you come close to seeing casualties?
We actually had three in our battalion. Two soldiers were killed in the first month that we were there, and that was I think it was kind of hard for the battalion to lose two so quickly, because we started to think, wow, we've got 11 more months. How much worse is this going to get? Then just as we were leaving, we lost one more soldier who was actually on his last mission.
You're going back to Iraq next year?
Yes, early 09, the entire brigade will be returning to the to Iraq.
How do you feel about that?
I kind of switch back and forth depending on the day. It's kind of like, oh, here we go again. But on the other side, I stayed in the Army for a reason, and I'm proud to be able to go back and do what I can for the Army.
Joseph Streeter, we wish you well with the book, and thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.